This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Janman Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades. The Prime Minister remarked that over the past 10 years, his government has corrected many mistakes of previous governments. He emphasized that the government is moving forward with the mantra of national development through rural development. Mr. Modi said that as a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. She highlighted that at this Mahotsav, products from tribals and the northeast, for which artisans have been given collateral-free bank loans, will be showcased at the stalls set up at Bharat Mandapam. Exhibitors from several states expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for visiting and interacting with them at the Mahotsav. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Mr. Vaishnav said these rules are pragmatic and balanced. The minister also emphasized that digital technology has become a crucial part of the country, and it plays a significant role in India's economy today. The Union Health Ministry today convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. Experts from the World Health Organization, Disaster Management Cell, Integrated Disease Surveillance Programme, National Centre for Disease Control, Indian Council of Medical Research, Emergency Medical Relief Division and hospitals participated in the meeting. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear programme, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons programme. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran 2 tests in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on the demise of senior scientist Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he was one of the key architects of India's nuclear program. In Indian Super League football, FC Goa thumped Odisha FC 4-2 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.